traffic on the southeastern freeway needs to be managed better. That's the sentiment of many road users who've been trapped in traffic jams recently, like on Monday afternoon after a truck broke down and caused delays all the way up to South Terrace in the city. For some people, it took 90 minutes to 4 hours to get home. Former General Manager with the Transport Department, Luigi Rossi, would like to see some changes. He's now a consultant and Associate Director of Engineering at Sustainable Infrastructure Systems. Thanks for your time, Luigi.
Thank you.
So, yeah, not a problem. So what's your take on what's happening with the freeway at the moment?
Well, I think we've now gone 20 years since it first opened. And whilst when we planned the freeway, we then we considered incident management. So we sat down with the emergency services, the police and industry, and looked at how we might manage an incident. We designed in the opportunity to transfer traffic off the freeway at these days and at the Del Zorbo. And we also introduced the opportunity to remove concrete barriers between Mount Osmond and the toll gate. Time's moved on, and I think that what we need to look at with technology change and the ability to provide better systems, there is now the opportunity to, instead of relying on a forklift to remove the barriers, we should now be looking to replace those openings with steel gated barriers, which can be automatically opened and enable transfer of traffic, contra-flow traffic, in cases of incidents. To enable this to really to be effective, what we need to do is sit down and go through that exercise again, that is, look at the scenario of incidents and where should we position these openings or the opportunity for these openings and the ability to transfer traffic and what forward information do we need to provide to the public to enable a better management of the existing system.
Yeah. So, I mean, is a big part of this problem just the sheer volume of cars that are having to travel up the freeway at the moment and the growing populations?
Well, that's the challenge. We're now 20 years down further along. The freeway is now reaching capacity. We need to look at if we're continuing to allow Mount Barker, and Mount Barker is growing, and Strathallan is going to grow, and other areas are growing, then we can't rely purely on a road system to provide the motor transport or transport option. We really need to look at a public transport system like a fast rail, which I put forward a couple of years ago, that we should be investigating fast rail to Mount Barker, Strath and Victor and Goor, get a train at the railway station and go to Mount Barker, Victor and Goor. And yet in the 21st century, we don't have that option. Most cities around the world and across Australia are looking at public transport, in particular fast rail, as a mode of transport to assist with their congestion on their freeways and motorways. And I think it's time that Adelaide looked at a fast rail system as a way forward in our planning for the future.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for your time and comments today. Really appreciate it, Luigi Rossi.
Thank you very much for your opportunity. Thank you.